Welcome to Creatures of Statute, a podcast of the County Supervisors Association, where we explore the policies and partnerships that shape Arizona's counties and their services to local residents. I'm Craig Sullivan, and I'm joined by my colleague Jacob Emnett. And today we're going to talk about an important CSA resolution related to the state-county partnership. And we'll hear some perspective on the topic from one of our 9 county supervisors who served in the state legislature. Okay, Jacob, let's unpack the resolution.
Hey, Craig, happy to do so. So first, it's important to know that CSA uses resolutions to provide historical background on a policy topic and set direction for the organization. Recently, CSA adopted Resolution 125, which really gets to the heart of county governance and the role of our association. It is the first resolution that our board has adopted in the lead-up to the 2026 legislative session, and it's all about CSA's intent to support a productive relationship between state and county governments.
That's right. In a sense, the resolution is our operating philosophy as an intergovernmental organization. It's CSA's statement of its commitment to providing quality analysis and feedback to state policymakers. The goal is to help inform legislative discussions that affect local tax dollars and the services that counties provide.
And we're not just about analysis. We're also looking to collaborate. Counties are the boots on the ground. They implement state-mandated programs, they manage local budgets, and they respond directly to constituents. So when new laws are proposed, they can have a big impact on how counties operate.
Importantly, the resolution outlines how counties are established in the Constitution and state law, and how county supervisors, along with other county elected officials, are responsible for a whole host of services that range from things like jail operations and prosecution and defense to election administration, property assessment, infrastructure, and animal control. The list really goes on, but the bottom line is this. Counties are in the must-do business. They're not in the nice-to-do business. They do things on behalf of the state as delegated by state law.
And those services are funded by limited local tax dollars, which are managed under strict constitutional and statutory constraints. So when the legislature proposes new policies, counties need to be a part of the conversation to ensure that those policies are efficient, responsive, and financially sustainable.
And the resolution emphasizes that each year, hundreds of legislative proposals directly affect county operations. And that's why CSA works to provide good information informed by county supervisors and professional staff, and intended to help lawmakers understand the local impact of their decisions.
And there's also a pretty cool historical note in the resolution. It mentions that county officials collaborating to forge this partnership dates back to at least 1913, and that's when local leaders began working together as the Associated Boards of Supervisors. The stated objective at that time was, and I am quoting from the minutes of 1913, to deliberate and recommend legislation that may be necessary or beneficial in the management and affairs of the counties and the state. Today, we continue that legacy by advocating for good government practices and efficient, responsive constituent services.
So, Jacob, if we sum up what the resolution calls for, it's basically two things. A formal commitment from CSA to support legislative discussions with analysis and feedback related to proposals that touch county operations. And number two, a request for collaborative policymaking, where county officials and state lawmakers deliberate legislation that affects local resources and services. And it's really a core focus of this organization to facilitate that collaboration.
Yeah, it's about ensuring that policies are grounded in real-world impacts. When counties and the state work together, Arizona benefits, especially the shared constituents of state and local officials.
And speaking of collaboration, we're really excited to welcome a special guest today, CSA's President Lynn Pancrazzi, a Yuma County supervisor and former state legislator. Supervisor, it's great to have you with us today.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
Hi, Madam President. So you've had a pretty unique journey serving in the legislature and then now as a county supervisor. What's something that really stood out to you when you made that transition?
Well, first off, I want to say how much respect I have for our state legislators. They work so hard and they face a lot of pressure, and I know they're doing their best for Arizona. That's why I think this resolution is so important. It sends a positive message about the value of state and local officials working together. When I was in the legislature, I really didn't always understand how deeply those decisions impacted county operations. But now, as a supervisor, I see it every day. Whether it's long-term care costs, judicial mandates, or zoning issues. That's why it's so important for state leaders to hear directly from county officials. That feedback loop really matters.
That's such a great point. I've heard that perspective from others who went from the state legislature to a county board as well. And it makes sense. It can be hard to fully appreciate the practical reality of some policies until you have to implement them and what that means for constituent services. And I know you've been a big advocate for encouraging your fellow supervisors to build strong relationships with lawmakers. That's been a big priority for you, right?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we're all trying to do what's best for our communities, and that means working together. Sometimes even well-intended policies can create unexpected costs or operational issues for the counties. Other times, the best solutions come from local problem solving. Counties know their communities, and we care deeply about delivering efficient, responsive services. That perspective needs to be part of the conversation.
And that's exactly what the resolution is all about: collaboration and informed policymaking.
Exactly. It's about improving outcomes. When we work together, we serve Arizonans better.
Well stated, President Pancrazzi. And that's a great message to end this on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And thank you, Jacob, for helping out today. And special thanks to Zoe Averill for producing the podcast. And thank you to our listeners. If you want to learn more about CSA's work or read the full resolution on the state-county partnership, please see the show notes or visit our website at countysupervisors.org. Until next time, thank you for joining us on Creatures of Statute.